This is a download from BBC Learning English. To find out more, visit our website.
6 minutes vocabulary
from bbclearningenglish.com.
Hello and welcome to 6 Minute Vocabulary with me, Neil.
And me, Catherine. And today we're talking about how to pronounce words that begin with the letter C.
We'll look at lots of examples.
We'll give you a quiz and we'll leave you with a top tip for remembering new English words.
So, to start off, let's listen to Maria. She works in a circus. Now, do you like circuses, Catherine?
When I was a kid, I think I wanted to join a circus. These days, I'm not so sure. Performing animals, not my thing, really.
Okay, well, Maria is a circus performer. She's not an animal. And we're going to hear her talking about how she started in the job.
And here's a question to think about while you listen.
What didn't Maria do at weekends? Here she is.
I started performing in my family's circus when I was 9 years old. I loved it. At the weekend, me and my sisters didn't go to cyber cafes or the cinema or hang around the park smoking cigarettes like other teenagers. We practiced performing. I celebrated my 16th birthday by learning to ride a cycle that was only 20 centimeters high. My brother's bike was so high, it reached the ceiling.
So, Maria had an interesting childhood, didn't she? And we asked you, what didn't she do at weekends?
And the answer is, she didn't go to the park or the cinema like other kids.
No, she practiced performing. And cinema is an important word in the show today because we spell it with a letter C, but we pronounce it with a S sound. So we don't say kinema, it's cinema. A lot of words that start with the letter C are pronounced with a K sound, like cake, crime, count, my name Catherine, card, lots of them.
But most words that start with the letters C, I, are pronounced with a S sound. Words like cinema, cigarette, circus. That's rule one. Now listen again.
I started performing in my family's circus when I was 9 years old. I loved it. At the weekend, me and my sisters didn't go to cyber cafes or the cinema or hang around the park smoking cigarettes like other teenagers.
Good. Now, let's see how we pronounce words that start with the letters C-E. Listen to this clip and see if you can spot those words.
I celebrated my 16th birthday by learning to ride a cycle that was only 20 centimeters high. My brother's bike was so high, it reached the ceiling.
So, we had three C-E words there and they were all pronounced with a S sound. We had celebrate, centimetre and ceiling. And that's our second rule.
And perhaps you spotted our third rule in that last clip.
Yes, well done if you've already noticed that words like cycle and cyber cafe are pronounced with a S sound, even though they are spelt with C-Y. And here's the whole clip again.
I started performing in my family's circus when I was 9 years old. I loved it. At the weekend, me and my sisters didn't go to cyber cafes or the cinema or hang around the park smoking cigarettes like other teenagers. We practiced performing. I celebrated my 16th birthday by learning to ride a cycle that was only 20 centimeters high. My brother's bike was so high, it reached the ceiling.
6 minutes vocabulary
from bbclearningenglish.com.
And we're talking about how to spell words that begin with a S sound. When a word starts with the letters C-E, C-I, or C-Y, we usually pronounce it with a S sound.
Right, and it's quiz time. How many words in these sentences are spelt with a letter C at the beginning? Number one, listen carefully. I can't see my cycle anywhere.
And there were two words with C at the beginning, can't and cycle.
Excellent. Number two. Christopher has gone to the cinema, but Colin is coming to the cyber cafe.
Right. There were five that time. Christopher, cinema, Colin, coming, cyber cafe.
Okay, and get ready for number three. Ready? Crazy coloured circus clowns create chaos in cinema circles.
And that was a whopping eight words beginning with the letter C. Crazy, coloured, circus, clowns, create, chaos, cinema, circles.
And congratulations if you got them all right. That's the end of the quiz.
And here's a top tip to help you with new vocabulary. When you learn a new group of words, try to put them together in one long, crazy sentence like you heard earlier. It'll help you to remember them.
Top tip, Neil, there's more about this at bbclearningenglish.com. Join us again for more 6-minute vocabulary. Bye.
Bye.